This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
Freshly. Chef-cooked healthy meals delivered to your door. Save $20 off the six-meal plan for first-time users with code GWN639.
Gaffos. Save 10% off all glasses except Ray-Bans. Use code MMA Gaffos.
ButcherBox. Get grass-fed meats delivered to your house. Get $10 off with code MMA Nuts.
Wise Food Storage. Save 20% off emergency and camping food products with code MMA20.
Defense Soap. Used by more champions in more countries than any other brand. Save 15% off with code MMA Nuts.
Hey fans, it's MMA Nuts, episode 340.
340!
My name's Ingo Weigold.
Matt Griffin, that's my show. By my fans, for my fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous.
It is really weird doing this show right now.
it's way early.
Normally we do this at close to 10, 11 p.m.
Midnight,
and now it's like 1 in the afternoon.
Yeah, officially 1:15.
Okay. I have a whole different energy level. I don't know what to do.
I don't know. Like we're drinking ciders.
Yes, right? The breakfast beers.
Some Irish. What'd you get?
Magners.
Yeah. Irish cider, yeah. Gluten free.
So yeah. What do you want to talk about first? We just had UFC 212 yesterday.
Yeah, let's talk about that one.
Want to talk
Go
about
fresh.
That? Go fresh.
So looking at this epic card, which only had one fight on it, which was really worth watching. What do you think the buy rate is going to be?
250.
That high?
Jose Aldo.
Yeah, that's true.
Jose Aldo. At least 250.
I was going to say 150.
Maybe. Vitor's on the card too, so yeah. Maybe 300.
But do they draw anywhere besides Brazil?
Yeah. I mean, 95% Brazil. No, you know what's funny is I didn't watch the card. I saw the highlights and stuff, but...
Blasphemy!
Because, you know, it was on my radar, but then not, and I remember looking at it a couple weeks ago, and I was like, wow, there's like... no fight on here that I really want to see except the main event, you know, and that proved to deliver. So you want to talk about that?
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on this?
Well, it started out and looked like Aldo was dictating the fight, and every shot he was throwing power shot. Like, oh man, hope that strategy works out. It also goes with the strategy of no leg kicks, which I don't know why, if you're Jose Aldo, why are you not going to use your most effective weapon?
I don't know, Matt. Was he afraid of the boxing?
Afraid of the takedown? Because he did the same thing against Frank Edgar, but against Frank Edgar, I think that makes sense.
Yeah.
And then it looked like by about the end of round two, I see some mouth breathing from Aldo. Beginning of round three, same thing. And Holloway is just, he's taking everything Aldo can dish out. And there's one point where he's even got both of his hands up. He's like, come on, come on. They're like Diaz in him.
Yeah.
And then he clips him with like a 1-2, 1-2. Aldo goes down, and then it's just ground and pound. And
give up his back, right?
Yeah. And he's doing the turtle defense. I hear is super effective. And,
very. BJJ. If you want to end the fight for yourself, that's great.
But, you know, Big John gave him ample time to recover. He just wasn't able to. And, you know, when I was looking at this fight, I thought Aldo's going to walk right through him. And like, Aldo's going to walk right through him. Like, Aldo's another level. Like, fuck that. Holloway isn't going next level on this shit. And talk about impressive, because you're going to a man's home country where the guy is basically a god. Mm-hmm. Everybody, when you're at the weigh-ins, the open workouts, everyone's cheering, like, die, die, or whatever the Brazilian chant is against Holloway. Guy just rose up, unified the belt.
Yes.
And now it looks like it's probably Frankie Edgar is next for Holloway, because we said if Aldo wins, Frankie cannot fight him. There's no way.
No, that would be ridiculous. I don't think anything else makes sense. And I feel bad for Aldo. It's like McGregor stole his soul, sucked it right out of there.
I think so.
You know, he's not the same.
Man, there's like all these people discrediting the guy. Like, you know, he went, I don't know how many years without losing a fight. You know, you look back to the WEC and then to the UFC. The guy was on top of the sport.
He was, just like Anderson Silva.
Right.
It's like a same scenario where he loses a fight and then, well, Silva lost a couple in a row quickly. But, my phone's going off. When Aldo lost, too, I think... You have two things that happen. Either the fighter starts to potentially doubt himself or herself, and then his opponents no longer look at him as invincible. So the combination of that, I think, leads to a higher chance of losing more fights, because now maybe both guys that are in the cage together don't believe that person can win anymore. So maybe that's it. I, you know, or eventually people figure out what you're doing. You know, it's kind of I mean, they're dissecting the fights down to, especially he's got such a, what do you have, like 16 fights in the UFC or something?
Who?
Aldo?
Like 9 or 10 in the UFC, but then he had a bunch in the WBC.
Okay. Yeah, okay, yeah. So there's tons of video of him. I mean, you can study this for days. There's hours and hours of film. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what it is, but, or maybe he's just, you know.
Well, you say he was trying to, I don't know if he's reinventing himself, but trying something
Why is he just abandoning
different.
Leg kicks?
So it's just boxing, right?
Okay. And it's not working.
No leg kicks.
No.
It's frustrating. So I don't know what's next for Aldo, though.
Conor McGregor. No, kidding. I think he can move up in weight.
I think that was his thing. Maybe he looked a little beefier, and maybe that was his strategy,
go
was
to come 55.
In, get the belt, and then go up to 55 to challenge McGregor, but fuck, McGregor might not even come back at this point. Yeah.
But McGregor doesn't have to fight him.
No.
Which
is, again, this goes back to the how stupid this sport can be at some times, where you need to just fight the next contender. Enough of these champions saying, right. Hey, I'm not going to fight this guy. I'm not going to fight that guy or girl or woman. You know?
Like Jermaine Durand.
Yeah, we'll talk about her later. But So we have that fight,
yes.
And then I just want to briefly talk about the Vitor Belfort versus Nate Marquardt.
Mm-hmm.
So they show all this UFC, I don't know if it was embedded, but like the pre-stuff for the fight. Vitor Belfort's got an emotional support German Shepherd that's going everywhere with him.
Really?
Yeah,
okay.
So he's like on a bus, I think he was on a plane, he's at the open workouts. Does Vitor Belfort need an emotional support dog? What the fuck?
Maybe, I heard this is a new thing. They do this in hospitals a lot. I wonder if he's got like some performance sports problem thing and he just needs that like dog to kind of be around to give him love.
I don't know. It's like he was everywhere with him.
Really?
So
okay.
It's kind of ridiculous. And then, you know, he was training at TriStar, so he's coming in with a measured approach to this fight. So he fought very cautious, almost looking to counter the entire fight, gave up round one and ends up winning round two and round three. Not the same kind of style. I think this was, they said it was the first time Belfort went to a decision in like 10 years or something.
Oh, really?
Crazy. Some
wow.
Stat like that. He's got the TriStar influence, and I think that was like the measured approach.
Firas Zahabi.
Yeah.
Zahabi.
So Belfort said he wants to fight five more fights.
It's crazy.
Does that mean it's in the UFC or is that somewhere else?
I think he should go to Bellator. I think there's more money for him, there's better potential matchups. I think they treat their fighters well, and they love the aging superstar that, you know, once was and could still have a few more money fights ahead of him. I think the UFC, it's a long road for him. There's going to be nothing but tough, young, crazy.
Yeah, not at this point. In the way the UFC treats this, the legends, I'm surprised he got this fair fight with Nate Marquardt as his last one, and then, you know, feed him the wolves, right?
Yeah. Well, Nate's kind of in a similar boat. He's older and.
Yeah.
And around the block. And he would be another guy I'd like to see in Bellator, too.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's one of those old guard kind of dudes, you know? So, we'll see. His contract's up, so he's vetoed. So.
Yeah, and then there was a previous interview where he was saying he'd like to fight Sonnen or Silva. So,
there you go.
I mean, if he goes over there,
he
can get paid. And I think he's one of the guys that lost the most amount of money from sponsors when you talk about, I think he was losing hundreds of thousands of dollars when the Reebok thing came into effect.
Wasn't he sponsored by Bad Boy? At some point? No?
I don't remember. Yeah. Might have been.
Or maybe I'm thinking of Shogun. Shogun for
Shogun,
sure.
Shogun,
yes.
Was.
Okay.
That's the iconic, you know, I don't know where is Shogun. Is he up there?
He's or on your here. Side, probably.
Oh, he's up here, yeah.
Yeah. The shorts.
Yep.
Like, yeah. So, we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah.
I'm not optimistic. I'm looking ahead at the schedule. I'm going like, this is going to be a hard summer for UFC fans.
It's super hard.
It's not looking good.
No McGregor. No Rousey. Like, who
no
are
John
you?
Jones.
Where are the Diazes?
No GSP. He's got the eye
no,
problem.
No Brock Lesnar. Who's your next biggest star?
After all that? Did we say John Jones? We did.
Well, we didn't say that, but I think
John
he
Jones.
Is probably your next biggest star.
Yeah.
Hate him, like him, or whatever. It's polarizing. He's embracing that heel now.
He is. It must be the longer hair or something.
Could be.
Is that what it is? So.
And then the other fight, you know, we were off last week. We had Alexander Gustafsson versus Glover Teixeira. And that was just a one-sided beating from Gustafsson. Lots of uppercuts. Finishes Teixeira. A lot of people were saying, why didn't Teixeira's corner throw the towel in?
Because he's Brazilian.
Yeah. He's too tough for his own good.
Yes, he is.
And you were saying what Gustafsson was going after Jones on Twitter.
Oh yeah, they were going back and forth on Twitter. Gustafsson was trying to be respectful. Jones is giving him shit, talking about like you pray and all this stuff, and he's like, I'll pray for you when I knock you out and all that, and you'll be happy. And Jones just seems salty. Like, he doesn't, I mean, him and Gustafsson, maybe it's a way to set up a fight, I don't know, but I mean, I'd like to see them go at it again. I think that was probably the most anyone's been competitive with Jones, right?
Yeah, I mean, I thought Gustafsson won that fight.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I would definitely love to see the Cormier rematch. First, second, third.
But with Jones and Cormier? Or?
Yes, Jones and Cormier, yeah. But that's probably never going to happen.
No, that's UFC 214.
I don't think it's going to happen.
But it has to. Because
it's not going
to
happen, Matt. It's not going
to
happen.
No, but I want it to happen all the new weight cutting
it's
stuff.
It's not going
to
happen.
And then they both have to get forced up to heavyweight.
There's going to be either A, Jones is going to fuck up some way, or B, Cormier is going to come in overweight again.
Oh, he's going to miss yeah. for sure. Yes. I already said that. But he may blow out his kidney in the process, and then he can't fight a la, like, Nurmagomedov.
Exactly.
And I think Cormier's had that issue in the past when he was doing the wrestling back in the day.
Yeah. I'm telling you, this fight's cursed.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. What is he talking about?
Don't motherfuck that fight. I want that fight to happen, to do the weight cut shit. Please.
What is that? August 2014? July?
Something like that.
Yeah. So we have some time, but let's see. But Gustafsson, Jones, and Cormier, those three are in the mix.
We're stuck in this cycle of, I think, move up the heavyweight, and then you have new matchups.
Yep. We're going to do some
let's get into some news.
Okay, so that was going to be one of my news stories. But I want to go back to, since we were just talking about Bellator, if you don't mind, they released about a week and a half ago the Red King's salary for the last Bellator. And it is insane, making like $400,000 per fight, plus, you know, all the sponsorships and all that stuff.
I forget who he had. It was Everlast and maybe Monster on his shorts.
Sounds right. It was one or two. He only had two,
and one was a short company.
Yeah. What are your thoughts about a Rory McDonald going from the UFC to Bellator and making that kind of money?
Well, I feel like he should have been making that kind of money in the UFC. It just shows you how much advantage the UFC took of Rory McDonald. Here's a guy who's fighting to the point where he's giving everything until his body breaks. Like, his face literally broke. That's the only reason he had to stop fight.
It's one of the most epic pictures of him, if you Google that, of him sitting him on the floor and that doctor, and he just looks like somebody just, like, hit him in the face with a baseball bat.
Yeah.
Like, just nasty.
Like, to give that much to the company, and I don't even know what they were paying him, $60,000 or...
It wasn't a lot.
Like, if that guy is headlining cards, and, you know, if you want to build out the Canadian market, and you don't have the GSP, who else? Like, he's such a clean cut. He's a little goofy, but that's part of his mystique, right?
Yeah. He's a little serial killer-ish.
Where he's, like, in a suit, and they're showing him, like, putting the gloves on at Bellator, like, a little... Canadian psycho-ish or American psycho-ish.
Yes.
Like, that's a great shtick. I like that.
I do.
And, I feel like this guy's finally getting paid what he should be paid. But
gives me hope. But then you got a guy come over like Benson Henderson, and he's not making big money. Like,
well, I think Benson's also, he's struggled coming over.
Yeah.
You know, Rory came in and looked super dominant. I mean, he fought with the right game plan against Paul Daly, right?
Yep.
Just kind of stood for 5 seconds, took him down, and worked him. But so he went over to Bellator. I know Roy Nelson just signed.
Yes, was one of my stories. Right. Yep, Roy Nelson signs with Bellator. I don't think they revealed any money.
No,
so you have to wait probably for that first fight to come out.
But now we're leveling that playing field. Where I was talking before, I'm like, Bellator should just go freak show. But now you're starting to get the talent level, starting to match the UFC, and it's weird because I'm watching Showtime. They play a lot of the Strike Force.
Do they?
And like, I'll catch some of those old ones.
Some of those were good.
It's not in HD. Yeah. And they had like a Strike Force Challengers one on the other night. So it was like Misha Tate. And this was when the Challenger series was all like the Pie Fighters. So it's like the up and comers. They had like LeVar Johnson versus somebody.
Oh,
and then had Misha Tate versus somebody.
Okay.
Like, man, I don't even remember this. This is so long ago. But they keep playing all these old ones. It's nice to... I think they had the heavyweight tournament on the other day.
Oh, that was
like
the best.
Some of those
fights. That got kind of bunked up for a while. There was some sputtering. It slowed down for a little bit. Did they ever finish that all the way? They did.
Yeah, Cormier.
Okay,
remember?
That's right. Okay.
He got the win.
That's right.
Yeah, he came in because someone couldn't continue fighting, and he had to step in. So I don't know if Bellator is going to get to the place that Strikeforce was at, but they're on the path.
I would argue that they may have already surpassed Strikeforce. Maybe not in popularity, but in talent level.
I don't know, because you think about too when you had Strikeforce and all of the people that were over there, all the fighters that were there that came to the UFC and then became champions, right?
Yes.
Tons.
Oh yeah.
And now these fighters are starting to get, like, Roy McDonald. He's also a guy who's saying, "Oh man, I would like to fight Fedor. I'd like to fight Wanderlei Silva."
Why not?
Like, holy fuck. Why exactly? Why not? Can he fare well against them?
Who knows?
Right. But is that shit it's I would want to see. I'd love
what
to see
that. What the hell is going on?
That's right.
That's still the best.
I won't do it.
You're doing way better than anybody.
I won't do it.
Call it out later.
Maybe.
So yeah. Did we exhaust that subject?
I think so.
All right. Let's switch gears. Over to the UFC again. And what are your thoughts? Because this week there was some revealing stuff from the Mark Hunt camp and how the UFC supposedly knew a lot more than they're leading on to about Brock Lesnar's TRT/whatever situation leading into the fight with Mark Hunt. There was a bunch of stuff that got released on emails back and forth and text messages. What do you think?
Well, I want to bring up the one email specifically.
Okay.
It said Brett Akimoto said that in the complaint, it alleges there's an email from UFC executive Jeff Nowitzki dated July 1st, 2016 at 12:13 p.m. The UFC admitted to the NAC that UFC notified Lesnar he would not be drug tested until he executed his UFC 200 bout agreement.
Okay.
Like, holy shit, if that's true, like, we got to... I don't even know what that means for the UFC, because now you're conspiring to let that guy use performance-enhancing drugs to go and then fight Mark Hunt.
Does that mean until he signed it or until he fights?
No, until he signed the contract.
But he signed it late, didn't he?
Right, with like a month before the fight, and they gave him the special exemption. But if they were negotiating, they knew he was going to sign the contract. So this is kind of bullshit. And I think Mark Hunt's got a good case here. I don't know what it means for the UFC, because there's two ways they can handle it. They could either just settle it and make it go away or fight it. And I think Mark Hunt said he's not going to settle. I think he's going to push it, because then they'll go to discovery and tons of nasty shit like this is going to come out and probably even worse shit.
Oh, sure. I mean, just like the NFL, I do believe sometimes for the big stars, these drug tests are just IQ tests. They're not necessarily... like, are you on drugs or not? Is like, are you smart enough to know that when we're when we're going to test you, you need to test clean? That's the question. So, I mean, it sounds really fishy. I remember reading through this going, they are basically saying, all right, you got like a month, you can do your thing, come off your cycle, it's all good. We're gonna just drag this out, you know, sign this contract later. And they know Mark Hunt's not going anywhere. He'll fight if somebody signs the night before.
Right.
So who cares when Brock really signs it? But you're right, I think Mark Hunt could be one of the guys that just opens this can of worms, that there's probably hundreds, if not thousands, of cases of like this. Little games going on with the testing, and it could tear the whole thing down. Wasn't it us who said USADA is totally bullshit? It's just a front for trying to make it look legit when it really isn't?
Well, I think they are, and then they also are penalizing people that shouldn't be, just to...
Yeah.
Kind of legitimize themselves in the process. Like, look, we just caught another person. Well, you caught him from like a fucking legal supplement. Wow, you got Lyoto Machida for using DHEA that he self-admitted.
Yeah.
You got Krokop for using HGH, which he self-admitted.
Right.
You know? They brought this
admit
all on
nothing,
themselves.
Krokop! Well, that was his mistake.
Yeah. Well, same thing with Lyoto.
Yeah.
Right? You're being honest and you get a 2-year fucking suspension.
Stupid.
So, I mean, UFC brought this all upon themselves. And again, at what point does it end? I don't know.
Never. We decided to die.
Well, maybe this lawsuit will fucking...
The TRT Vitor era is back!
I want to see it. I feel it's never going to happen in UFC again.
Oh, man. TRT Vitor.
Yeah.
It's glorious. It's like...
Well, his body, again, it just hurts my feelings seeing the man when he was like the supreme god.
He can get it back.
Doing everything.
Reinstate his TRT status.
Yeah, now you've made the man to have an emotional support dog. Can't have TRT. He's got a fucking emotional support dog now, for fuck's sake. Come on.
Yes. That is wacky. I did not know about that. That is very strange. But okay. Maybe I need an emotional support
dog. A well, the thing that's badass is at least it's a German Shepherd. Yeah. And not like a little fucking lap dog for
That'd
him.
That'd be awesome as a little poodle.
Like, get a little backpack for a fucker.
There you go.
Carry him around.
Hell yeah. I think that's it for me for news.
All right. So I want to talk about this Angela McGanna a little bit
more. Oh, no. Here we go.
I can't let her go.
Of course not.
So she's having a tough couple of weeks of late. So she thought she was being real cute when she was talking all that shit on Cyborg. And then Cyborg confronts her, hits her, and then she goes to the doctor and says she's going to sue her. Well, pretty much all the fighters in the past week and a half, 2 weeks, have said they all agree with Cyborg. You know, you talk shit, you get hit. Get over it.
Right.
And that was even Frankie Edgar said that. Mm-hmm. Like, wow, I'm starting to like that man a little bit.
Yeah. He's, yeah, it was cool of him to say that out loud.
A lot of women fighters want to fight her now.
Really?
Gabby Garcia had challenged, because she said she'll do a jiu-jitsu match with her. Yeah. No, that's not fair, but.
No, not even close.
Tim Sylvia was getting into it with
her.
He
wants to fight her too?
Well, he was saying basically the only reason he follows her is because she's got a nice ass, not because of her fighting ability. And then they were going back and forth, and he said, you could talk to me when you get one of these. And it's a picture of his heavyweight belt with him on it, him wearing it, you know, like when he would go grocery shopping.
Mm-hmm.
He said, until then, you should just go lay down. I'm like, okay. And then Brandon Vera's out there, and he upped the ante.
Oh, yes.
He said, I was going to leave this alone, but this trifling cunt is still at it. She kind of embodies what's wrong with the world today. Super entitled, whines and cries about everything. Instagram ass famous and no other skills whatsoever. Pretty worthless. Bitch, you got your card bulled for cyberbullying. Someone you thought you'd never run into. Super drama queen. Do me a favor and keep your ass away from my Alliance MMA.
Yeah, he kicked her off.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole thing is just smells of just cunty behavior.
And then someone got her Instagram page pulled down. So really? She doesn't have a page anymore.
Wow.
Hasn't posted anything on Twitter. She's lost her last four fights in the UFC. She doesn't have a win since 2011.
Having a bad day, Matt.
Very bad. But it just kind of shows how ugly she is on the inside by trying to do all this. When I don't know what she was thinking, you know, trying to bait Cyborg. It almost seemed like she was trying to bait Cyborg into just hitting her so she could have a lawsuit and do all this shit. But like everybody is turning on her.
Yeah.
So is she at a point where can she even have a career in fighting anymore? Or is this like one of those things that like you're so put off? And to the point, not as extreme, but look at Kathy Griffin and the shit she did.
Good point.
To like, she may not even have a fucking career anymore, but.
Yeah, you know, people forget things, but at the same time, you know, I feel bad for her too, because it's like, dude, you know, you try to play this game, and who knows if it's really an act or she thought she was being cute, and then it just backfired on her. Now this shitstorm of just, I mean, man.
It's unprecedented.
Some of it's borderline cyberbullying in reverse now, too.
Isn't that okay, though?
Cyberbullying?
No, in reverse. If she's the one who's been the bully.
I think it's all wrong in general, but I don't have a problem with Cyborg smacking her in the face because, you know, I mean, you're going to talk shit about me and then meet me in person and let's... What you got to say right
and
now?
And you're a fighter, right?
What you got to say?
You're going to sue someone. You're a fighter.
And she smacked her, like slapped her.
It wasn't even that hard.
Yeah, no. So it wasn't like she was trying to kick her ass. It was more like a bitch slap, like, you know, who are you? And then, yeah, the whole thing is just, I don't know. Isn't that what happens to bullies, though? Bullies always
That's
are...
how you deal with the bully. You got to fucking smack them down. And that's why I kind of like this, because I feel like... we've lost this because this was totally acceptable behavior when we were growing up, and now it's the shit they try to propagate in schools. Like, don't confront the bully. Like, what do you mean?
Well, it could be a teaching moment. You could even your girls. You could be like, hey, look, here's a chick who thought she was all that on Facebook and all this, and then she ran into that person in real life, and that person smacked her down.
That's what happened.
And now her life has gone to hell because you know she thought she was cool. So the lesson is, don't be an asshole. You know, be cool with people.
That's right.
You won't get your ass beat. Pretty simple.
It's karma, man.
It is.
It's coming back.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. What else you got? I'm done.
Just Jermaine Durandamy. So remember, she wins the featherweight title, the 145-pound women's division.
I remember.
She's loaded with talent right now. So, you know, right after that fight, you know, they were supposed to have, after she beats Holly Holm, she wins the title, supposed to fight Cyborg next, because the division was basically created for a Cyborg. And originally says, my hands are fucked up, I can't fight her. Then it comes out and says, Cyborg did steroids, can't fight her. Then it comes out and says, I'm just going to move back to 135.
Huh.
What the fuck are we doing?
She's afraid of Cyborg. I'm afraid of Cyborg. Shit.
Of course. I think everyone should
be. I don't
want to
fight that chick. Are you crazy?
Why would you move? Why would you take that fight at 145 when you know goddamn well if you win, you're going to fight Cyborg?
She wants the belt.
But they're going to strip her of it.
And, yeah, and she won it, though. So she gets to keep hers. They don't.
Yeah, beating an 0-2 person. That's great. Holly Holm.
I mean, it's hard for me to falter because Cyborg, it's like, she's such a beast. It's scary. I mean, at the same time, I'd like to see a fighter, you know, be a fighter, but.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm torn. I feel like she should fight, but I think if that's her mentality already, then there's no way she ever wins that fight because if she's running before it starts, I mean,
at least. You might as well just piss yourself when you walk in that.
Yeah. At least be the barking dog and pretend, you know, like the nip at her and stuff.
Like Ronda Rousey?
Yeah. At least do something like this. Right.
Oh, I can't go up to 145.
Right.
She's got to come down to 135.
Yeah.
I got to retire.
Yeah.
Maybe she should retire. Maybe that's the move.
Everyone gets a... Cyborg never gets a title check because everybody always retires.
Well, then the question is, what happens to Cyborg? Because I'm at the point right now where I think the UFC should almost just release her so she can go get some fights. Right. Go to Bellator and let her fucking kick ass over there.
Yeah. Is there a competition over there for her?
Let's bring fighters in. There's some.
Bring in some dudes.
Well, you can bring in anybody. They can cherry pick people.
Yeah.
Invicta's still got a division. I think it was Megan Anderson that they want to, you know, have a fight in the UFC. But the UFC, I don't know what it is, like why they have such a grudge against Cyborg and why they have such a grudge against 145, because they still haven't even brought in fighters to have a 145-pound division. So you have Jermaine Durandamy doing this, so I don't even know, one, what happens to that division, and two, what happens to Cyborg.
Right.
Very frustrating. So I want to see Cyborg fight.
Like, so do I.
I feel like she would actually be, in my book, is a bigger draw than John Jones to me. I keep leaving her out of that equation when we're talking about it because she hasn't fought in so long. I forget how dominant she is.
Well, if you get a good matchup with an opponent that's been on a winning streak or something, it's for a belt. I think she could carry a pay-per-view potentially with another good co-main event.
Well, the only other person or woman that's willing to step up was Kat Zingano. Said, I'll fight Cyborg.
Yeah.
Like, oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Why not?
Yeah.
Do that.
I don't want her to damage Kat.
She might not. Kat's pretty tough.
Sure,
we know she's
she
crazy.
She's
runs
durable,
in guns blazing, man.
Man.
Is that it for news?
No.
You got more? Oh, geez.
Well, I was going to say, speaking of Kat Zingano, so she was kind of tearing into the UFC at the UFC athlete retreat. And they basically gave her that 50% off. Well, they gave all the fighters a 50% off coupon for Reebok for one-time use. And she's going, wow, I worked my whole life to finally make it to UFC, and then this is what I get? Is this what I'm really working so hard for? Then she had some other comments
not
saying...
Not even free?
No.
Oh.
She says, how much is Kobe getting to be there? And I love the man. Don't get me wrong. I love Michael Strahan. Michael Strahan is actually one of the producers that did my documentary, Legend of Sports, so I have an invested emotion and actually liking this guy because he was delicate with my situation and my story. I do care about these guys, but it's like, how much did it cost to get them here? And how much did it cost for Snoop to be there for a private concert? And every carpet in this hotel saying fighter retreat, why not spend that money out over us or get us health insurance? We're getting welcome to a family, this professional athlete family, a world family. Kobe's telling us how to invest our money. Tell me, how do I invest intelligently, get a return on fucking $5,000?
Nice.
You know, so... Obviously, there's, like, you know, we talked about the UFC athlete retreat like a couple weeks ago and, you know, all the mixed reviews, mostly negative. But what was the point of this? Because it seemed like
I think Reebok was trying to boost sales. They gave them half off coupons so that they hoped they would use them.
The only people to actually use it would be the fighters.
We're going to boost sales by 200%.
That's so ridiculous.
I don't know. It's you know, sometimes these big CEOs, they have the good intention, and then, like, in the grand scheme of...
I'm gonna get another drink, so keep talking.
Shit gets sucked out.
You want another drink?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
So I wonder if it was one of those, like, the idea started as this grand, awesome thing, and then it got dwindled down by the time it got down to execution time, and everything good got stripped off, you know?
Yeah.
Because somebody has to take a cut. Like, everyone's taking their pieces.
Well, I'm wondering, too, is this because of the new owners are used to dealing with, like, high-powered entertainers and probably not struggling athletes, so they're putting it together like it's a fucking award show.
Oh, good point.
Maybe so that. There's that disconnect of you're preaching, you're thinking everybody's up at this level, but you actually, the fighters are down here, mm-hmm. like, struggling, and we're just not on the same page.
Right.
So now you've made that, I think that disconnect, you were trying to close the gap, but I think you pushed it farther away is what it
Could
seems
be,
like.
Yeah.
Kobe Bryant talking about how to invest your money? A fucking multimillionaire who probably has his own businesses?
Oh, he does.
Hey, with your $5,000, you're on a 5 of 5. Here's what you need to do. Then Anheuser-Busch rep, you need to be more like Conor McGregor. Like, what?
Drink beer.
He's all fucking hammered. Like, come on, man.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know.
We got that going on. And then as I'm loading up over here. So, did you see the New York State?
I'll take a little more.
Okay. Do you want some ice? So it's not.
Do you have ice?
Yeah.
Oh, you do. Just a couple cubes.
It's a little watery.
Just a cube would be fine. Whatever. Hands clean?
I hope so. I've only been scratching my balls.
Where your fingers been, man?
Just so the New York State Athletic. Just say when.
Okay, it's good.
Okay. New York State Athletic Commission ruled on that Anthony Rumble Johnson challenging the Daniel Cormier weigh-ins, and of course they denied it. When are we ever going to get an athletic commission accept some responsibility for what they did wrong?
Never, and I have no idea what you're talking about because Daniel Cormier made weight.
I didn't. He cheated. Did.
Doesn't matter.
In 1 minute, he weighed a pound less.
He what exhaled.
Fuck? Oh, yeah, I was holding it on my air. No, I'll just breathe that. I did Wim Hof when no one's looking. Wim Hof.
He grabbed the towel. That's the best. It's still, it's when it.
I took off 16 pounds doing that.
Yeah?
Yeah. You don't even have to push down that. Like, literally, you could pinky it and take off a pound.
That's when you've had, like, a week of too much sugar and salt and shit, and you eat, and then you get on the scale, and you go, oh. And then you just kind of just barely touch the wall, and you go, I'm still good. Right back down I go. So.
It's ridiculous.
It is.
I got a couple more things, and we'll do some quick hits. One of the last things was a Battle of Network Stars returning to TV. Here we go. We got a 10-episode summer event. You got current and classic TV stars from multiple eras and different genres against one each other in a variety of athletic games. Viewers can look forward to seeing a fresh take at some of the classic show's sporting events like tug of war, archery, kayak, relay, and the obstacle course and dunk take.
Archery.
The two team captains will be Super Bowl 50 winner DeMarcus Ware and Ronda Rousey.
Nice. Okay.
So how the hell... I'm looking at the tough shows, remember? Yeah, Ronda Rousey, Miesha Tate, and you saw, like, the rock climbing competition, and Rousey's winning. She's like, fuck you. Mm-hmm. How the hell do you think this woman's going to manage being the captain on one of these teams when it's just not going well?
I don't know. That's a good... Is this a boys, men, women mixed situation?
Yeah, or? I think they'll just mix it up. Okay. I would imagine the coaches are competing.
She might be more tame at that point. But I don't know. That's a good question.
And what kind of shape?
I question her competitive fire. I don't know if it's run its course, perhaps.
Mm,
so maybe she'll be more mellow. You know, she might have mellowed out.
And what's the over under on how many episodes she lasts? One. I'm putting it at one.
Yeah, maybe two.
Just like when she was gonna be the coach at Tough, and she thought she was getting kicked off, and they changed coaches. Like, oh, fuck. She's a trickster.
Of course. She's a drama queen.
I tell you what, I'm looking forward to that. I love that show back in the day. I wish they would do it with just UFC fighters.
That'd be cool.
You know, do some sort of UFC competitions.
Yeah. Maybe old school.
Yeah. Like, let's do the bit, like a, what is it, the combine for NFL rookies.
Yeah.
Can we do something like that with UFC fighters? hook him up to that sports science shit and like,
hell yeah,
let's see who's got the hardest punch, hardest kick, who can, I don't need them fucking bench press like 235 no. 50 times to see that.
Which is crazy.
Francis Ngannou is the strongest motherfucker ever.
Yeah. It's so crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah, that would be cool. All
right. Last couple of things. These are just quick hitters. I'll just throw some shit out. You take it or leave it. Luke Rockhold talking about taking fights at heavyweight just for fun.
I like it.
You in?
Yes.
Tim Sylvia talking about a possible return to MMA.
Never going to happen.
Why not?
Because he's too fat.
But he could fight in like those other leagues where we don't have a heavyweight. He could be super heavyweight. He could go like the Ryzen.
He's like 350 or something.
Right.
Okay.
I'm in for that. But like a svelte Tim Sylvia. He could get back on the sauce. I'm okay with that.
Okay.
All right. I don't know. I hold
You're
a soft,
selling me, man.
I hold a soft spot in my heart for the man for some reason. I like the man here.
He's a good old American boy.
Yeah. The UFC is looking to book Junior Dos Santos versus Francis Ngannou.
Oh, wow. That's not a good day for Junior, I don't think. That's a tough fight.
No. I don't think anybody in their right mind should book this. And here we go again. Let's take someone nearing the end of their career. I would give him legend of the sport status. Mm-hmm. Who are you going to have a fight? Up-and-comer is going to fucking throttle him into tomorrow.
He's a beast of strength and athleticism and power. Oh, man. And plus, he's already taken so much damage. You know he's not going to go down. You're just taking days off this man's life every minute he's in the cage.
It's like CTE. Yeah. It's not going to be JDS. Scary.
Mm-hmm.
Yoel Romero versus Robert Whittaker at UFC 213 for the interim middleweight belt.
I like that. Dude, Whittaker is like a journeyman, as I said before.
He can't be a journeyman. He's
been all over. But he's
I'll show you. He's
very scrappy. And I think he can win that fight.
Anybody can win. But Yoel Romero, he's very crafty, Ingo.
Yes, he is.
He'll shit your pants.
And he's really strong, too.
He'll shit your pants.
He's going to shit my pants for me.
I'm your biggest fan.
There you go. That's it?
Yeah. Let's move right along. That's the news.
We're on good time. Pace is good. I feel like things are happening.
Someone asked a good question last week. I missed it. Forgot who it is. It says, will Roy McDonald be a two-division champion in Bellator?
Well, it's true. Heavyweight and super heavyweight.
85.
Oh, you said Rory McDonald. I heard you say Rory Nelson. Okay. Never mind.
Well, there is a rumor he's trying to svelte it up in case they make a 225.
Okay. All right, Rory McDonald, I could see that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. For sure. Michael Brooks asks, not to take any weight from Rodrigo's thing, but would you rather see Eddie Bravo get flown to space to see the spherical Earth or see Brian Callen actually be funny?
Oh, man. That is a good
brutal.
One. It's very brutal. I'm going to have to go with Edgy Bravo, as computer calls him.
Yeah.
Edgy Bravo.
I think he's just fucking everyone with that flat Earth stuff. I don't think he really believes that.
Maybe he got too high and just fried his brain out.
Yeah. The Earth's flat.
You never know.
I don't know. Maybe. Michael Brooks follow-up. He says, I love Max and a meteoric rise through the rank. But how long do you think it'll take Frankie to take that belt from him and then move on and become the first three-division world champion?
Oh, I'm trying to remember if Holloway fought a good wrestler before. Has he? Do you recall? How's he off his back? I want to say he's okay.
Yeah, okay.
I think he's good. I don't think he loses that fight. I don't know.
I don't know. Frankie's been around forever. It's a tough fight because you look at, and the other guy's going to gas. Frankie could work him. I don't know. Aldo couldn't finish Edgar. Holloway just finished Aldo.
MMA math,
are you
doing? Okay.
Holloway.
Finkel is Einhorn. Einhorn is Finkel.
Holloway wins.
Okay.
And then Jaron Christensen, he's got a bunch of questions. He's like, get to know the nuts, lightning round.
Oh, geez.
Where did you attend college?
University of Michigan.
Northern Illinois University. What kind of car do you drive?
The Kia Optima.
Making it happen.
That's right.
And GMC Yukon XL. Fucking.
He's a baller.
120,000 miles. Fucking. I'm going for three.
Okay.
How many times have you been in love?
Ooh, good question. Whoa. Three.
I think.
Like, are you talking about relationships?
Yeah, just in general.
Kids don't count, obviously.
Yeah.
Three.
Yeah, I think that's about right.
Mm-hmm.
How many kids do you have?
Three.
Two, what's your dream job?
Well, I believe I'm doing it at this point.
This is it.
This is it.
Where's the best place you've ever taken a vacation?
Oh, man. I think Colorado. Yeah,
Colorado's pretty sweet.
Yeah, Colorado. I gotta say Colorado. But I'm planning to change that. I'm gonna do something crazy soon. I'm going crazy trip. Colorado, though.
Crazy trip. Yes. I liked Hawaii. It was very... The only thing I didn't like is that there's no all-inclusive out there, so you gotta pay out the ass every time you wanna buy a drink and food.
It's expensive on the mainland, man.
But it's nice if you're just like... That's where we went on a honeymoon, and it's nice, quiet, secluded. I like the Big Island better than Maui. Okay. Maui's more commercialized. Big Island was just kind of do your own thing.
More locals, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your biggest regret? Don't have any?
Yeah. Maybe not doing this kind of thing sooner would be one, but that's about it. But yeah, no, I'm good.
Republican or Democrat?
Neither.
The best person wins, and they never get a chance. Mm-hmm. What's your biggest pet peeve?
That's a good question. Biggest pet peeve? Huh.
Tardiness.
Oh, I was driving him crazy. He's ready to kill me. I'm late all the time.
You were like so on time today. It was nice.
I'm never on time. It's a blessing and a curse.
Yeah.
Mine is people who expect me to be on time.
That's right. What's your favorite movie?
Oh, gosh. That's changed. But, you know, I'll say this. I watched the shit out of Top Gun. I said this before when I was younger. Like, a lot of fucking times I watched Top Gun. Ridiculous amount. I do like... And Forrest Gump was in there, too. I like that movie, too.
They're making Top Gun 2. Is that blasphemy?
I'm not watching that.
That's blasphemy, right?
I'm not making
that. I like Slapshot. I think that's my favorite.
There you go.
Fucking so old school that. Goon movie.
That's good.
And Hanson Brothers, check it out.
Yep.
What's the best concert you've attended?
Ooh. Man, that is a great question. Maybe. I mean, I saw Van Halen a bunch of times with Sammy Hagar, and they were badass. But Oh man, that's a tough one because I've been to a bunch in college. That might change though by the time the summer's over. I'm going to a couple concerts. I don't know. It's a good question.
I had one that was off the beaten path, I told you. Like, I like the Seven Mary Three.
Oh, they were good, yeah.
When Poe opened up for them, was at, like, some small-ass club. And I remember, like, the bass player from Poe had jumped out into the crowd. He's body surfing all the way back. Nice. And I'm, like, at the last part of where the crowd comes to, and there's nobody around. I'm like, oh, fuck, I better get up there and catch this guy. So I catched him. And then grabbed them and then planted them down. I'm like, yeah,
all of 90 pounds.
Because otherwise, he's like regular size dude. But otherwise, people were just gonna like lift them back because no one was looking. Everyone else was fucking hammered. I'm like, I had a couple beers and I'm crazy. But really, Seven Mary Three, that was one of the bands when I saw them performing. I was like, man, these guys are really into
it. They rock.
Like, they were into their music.
He's got a big voice, that guy.
Yeah, and a chunky guitar sound.
Heck yeah. Yeah, they were good. I liked them too. Oh, you remind me. Smashing Pumpkins was a big. I saw them with Garbage and the Toadies.
Nice.
Together. That was a badass concert, yeah. But I don't know. Yeah. It's hard to remember. I'm old.
I hear you. And Rodrigo Machado, close it out.
Oh, no.
It's time. Pound sign Nuts Rule, pound sign Matt Rabe Train, pound sign Ingo's Sugar Daddy. Would you rather watch a high Joe Rogan and Nick Diaz commentating on a GSP fight? Or a high Joe Rogan and Nate Diaz commentating on a Conor McGregor fight?
I gotta go with Diaz and Rogan.
Yeah.
See what I did there?
Yeah, I did.
I like both.
It's them commentating on a GSP fight or a Conor McGregor fight.
Yeah. Probably GSP. I think Nick or Nate. I think it's Nick, right?
Yeah. Nick does the GSP.
I think Nick would be more entertaining. Although, I don't know. Nick's more quiet. Seems like Nate has more shit to say.
Yeah.
It's hard to say.
I'm going to go with Joe and Nate on the Conor.
Yeah? Okay. High, though? I don't know. Could get crazy.
Might not get anything.
He might start talking about himself the whole time. Forget about the fights.
Talk about kettlebells.
Yes.
On it.
Now he's all into running and shit.
Yep.
I see them posting that on Facebook all the time.
With his goofy shoes and socks. Yes. He said people were giving him shit. Which fast food offers more value for the money, Subway or McDonald's?
Neither. I did have Subway here on the way here because I realized I was hungry, but I typically don't. I hate McDonald's. I'm going to go Subway.
Chipotle.
Yeah.
It's the only place I'll eat.
Yeah. Chipotle's good.
Gluten-free. Would you rather be in a relationship where you were beaten or cheated on? How about neither?
Yeah, that's horrible.
Because I'm out.
I'm
just
doing
out.
That. No.
Fuck, marry, kill the female DC characters.
Oh, here we go.
Okay, so up first we'll go with their name, and I'll give you the powers, and we'll go with the picture. So first we go Black Canary. So she's got prodigious. Here we go. Prodigious? I can't talk. Hand-to-hand combatant, with Muay Thai and Judo being the most notable of her style. Her superpower, the Canary Cry, allows her to create ultrasonic vibrations from her mouth whenever she screams, allowing her to severely damage both organic and inorganic objects, and she often relies on her martial arts skills. So, there is the Black Canary.
That looks good. I like that. Okay.
Okay. Then we have Starfire. Her physiology is designed to constantly absorb ultraviolet radiation. Radiation is then converted to pure energy, allowing her to fly at supersonic speeds. The energy also gives her incredible superhuman strength and durability. Starfire can also release nearly all her stored energy as a powerful omnidirectional explosive burst.
Okay.
All right.
There you go.
Nice. And lastly, we have Wonder Woman, masterful athlete, acrobat, fighter, strategist, trained, and experienced in many ancient and modern forms of armed and unarmed combat.
Of course I'm going to marry Wonder Woman. Are you kidding me? She's
Wonder Woman.
Yeah. I'm going to have to kill this one.
The Starfire?
Yeah, and we're going to have to do Black Canary here. Black Canary, that looks like a lot of fun.
Yeah, I think I'll mix it up. I'll do Wonder Woman, marry Black Canary, and kill the Starfire.
We both killed Starfire. Death to you.
Starfire.
Good day.
So weak.
Yes.
Good day, sir and or ma'am. Knowledge. So I saw this new product come out from Gatorade.
Yes.
What is it?
Fierce.
There you go.
Fierce rape. That's awesome. Where'd you see that?
I was on Reddit somewhere,
but
like,
perfect.
I feel like it fits in there, like
fierce
what
rape.
We're doing here.
Gatorade, fierce rape. Perfect. I need some fierce rape.
Retreat.
It's only $1.50 too.
Yeah.
Cheap.
It's fierce. It frightens me. What if you loaded up a Brock Lesnar with a bunch of that?
You'd have to run. He's not that fast. Yeah. He's going to gas, dude.
That's true. He'll catch you.
He will not catch me.
Yeah, he will.
No, he will not.
He's fast as fuck.
Are you sure?
Do you remember he has got combine numbers where he ran like a, I don't know, like a 4-second 40?
What? No way.
I'm
no
serious.
Way.
Like he's in the 40s. Fours. He's in the fours.
Like 4.9? 4.8?
No, it was like a 4.5 or something.
4.5 40?
He's super fast.
So he's quick.
But I'll probably post it. I'm not going to look it up.
Long distance?
Brock Lesnar.
I got to make
yards.
It past 40 yards. I'm good. I'm going to zigzag
around. You're going to have to move laterally. Like not in straight lines.
When a crocodile chases you or alligator, right. You got to go left to right.
Because remember when he speared Heath Herring
yes.
after he dropped him and he came like, man.
Yeah. Ugh. But Heath Herring also weighs 150 pounds more than I do. So I think I'm a little quicker than that guy. Maybe.
Maybe.
I don't know.
That's all I
got. Plus, if it's the choice of getting ass fucked or running, I'm getting away. I'm not letting that man touch me.
I might take that.
Shocking. That's been this week's
Brock Lesnar?
Yeah.
All right.
That's been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name's Michael.
Matt Griffith. Thanks for playing.